Welcome to Raising Your Standards, Innovations in Accreditation Management with Armature Fabric, the podcast where we explore the exciting world of accreditation and how cutting-edge technology is revolutionizing the way organizations manage it. I'm Andrew Bryden, and I'll be your guide on this journey. Together, we'll dive deep into the challenges, solutions, and success stories that make accreditation management more efficient and effective than ever before. This podcast is brought to you by Armature, the creators of Armature Fabric, the game-changing accreditation management software trusted by accreditation leaders around the world. In each episode, I'll share insights from technology leaders and industry experts who are at the forefront of accreditation management to help you navigate this key area of your organization. So whether you're a seasoned accreditation professional or just starting your journey, get ready to discover new strategies, best practices, and the latest trends that will take your accreditation management to the next level. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's get started. Growing number of accreditation and certification bodies switching from the customized software solutions that have frankly served them well in the past to more modern, configurable and flexible solutions and products. Today we're going to talk about some of the reasons why, along with some context around how Armature has adapted our approach over the last two decades. When Armature first opened our doors in 2000, we provided customized software solutions to the accreditation and certification community, specifically those organizations responsible for the accreditation of institutions, of organizations, programs, sites, facilities, equipment, and products. As we learned more about the broad and diverse needs of these clients, we realized we could build a software product to meet many, if not most, of their needs. In principle, what we wanted to do is build a solution that favored configuration over customization. While customized solutions are built to meet an organization's specific requirements, configurable solutions are designed to accommodate multiple use cases and can provide the opportunity to add smart customizations if and when required. As an example, a configurable accreditation management software product may be designed to support the management of an end-to-end accreditation workflow, but it may require customization in cases where complex scoring algorithms are used within assessments. While both approaches can work, there are distinct benefits to choosing software configuration over customization, and here are some of those advantages. So, maintainability and sustainability. Usually, configuration entails setting up options or parameters within the software. This tends to be easier to maintain compared to managing customizations, which often involve modifying source code. In terms of applying updates or patches, configured programs offer less resistance because they don't conflict with any personal code. Upgradability. Usually, configured software is more compatible with updates and new versions than customized software is. Customized programs may need extensive modification, especially when adapting them to newer releases, which leads to higher costs, longer implementation times, most commonly realized during regression testing, which helps identify any issues when deploying a new software version. Cost effectiveness. Configuring software is typically less expensive than customizing it, because default features and settings are already built and utilized instead of having to write new code. Customization can be expensive, not only during initial development, but also during the ongoing maintenance phase. Configurable solutions can be implemented much more efficiently. Generally, configuration takes less time to implement than customizations because it uses existing features and options that are already built in the software. In some cases, customization may require significant development time, testing, and debugging. Scalability, so usually configured software is more scalable, allowing organizations to easily add users, features, or modules without extensive modification. whereas customized programs may have scaling challenges, especially when the custom code is not designed for future growth. Reduction in complexity. Configured software has fewer complexities compared to customized software and is easier to understand, maintain, and troubleshoot. Customizations tend to increase complexity, and that can increase the chance of bugs being present while making the program difficult to maintain. Vendor support in general. Software vendors may provide more support for configured software since configurations are based on the intended use of it. Customizations can void warranties or support agreements provided by those vendors. Compliance and security. It's important to remember that a decision about configuration and customization is made according to the unique needs and constraints of an accreditation or certification management project. In certain circumstances, customization may be necessary to meet specific requirements that cannot be met by configuration alone. Nevertheless, whenever it is viable, prioritizing configuration rather than customization may result in software that's more stable, maintainable, and cost-effective. As Armature transitioned our solution from custom to configurable, we knew we had to include an extensive range of features to support the wide range of accreditation and certification workflows and methodologies across a broad range of disciplines. From institutional and programmatic accreditation, think of those accreditation bodies to assess the quality of university degrees, to more complex use cases in hospital or laboratory accreditation. What Armature Fabric does, that is our accreditation and certification management software product, is allow for the configuration of multiple elements to support the vast majority of use cases. This includes things like process and workflow configuration, so setting up your exact processes so your staff can initiate work items that need to be scheduled and completed. A typical process might include an application, a self-evaluation, a review, maybe a site visit, a committee meeting, and ultimately an accreditation decision. Data collection instruments, those are the tools you use to capture information and evidence from your clients, including narrative, documentation, images, and video. These could include questionnaires, self-studies, reviews, forms, audits, and surveys. Events, think of things like board or committee meetings and site visits, where collaboration or collaborative reviews need to take place. Notifications and publications. These are artifacts that you can use throughout your accreditation process, such as email templates, certificates, and site visit reports. Dashboards. These configured dashboards can help drive task management and productivity, and even identify particular trends. Organizations or programs, these can be configured so you can see who's accredited, who has applied, who the key contacts are, and other critical information required to support the accreditation or certification process in general. Issues, a module where you can track items of non-compliance all the way through to resolution. And finally, public directory, so you can brand this in line with your current website, for example, and publish details of the entities that you accredit along with their status. We've had many questions recently about artificial intelligence. Does artificial intelligence play a role in accreditation? Many accreditation bodies and software vendors have high expectations about the promise of AI, and they probably should. While it's still an evolving area, it will in time help organizations identify compliance trends as well as drive continuous quality improvement. Armature is currently working with our software partners to understand how we can best leverage the power of AI within Armature Fabric to benefit the accreditation process. This will be the subject of a future podcast. As accreditation and certification bodies consider new technology approaches, configurable accreditation management software products should feature prominently on their list of items to review. These solutions have and will continue to evolve rapidly, and the promise of incorporating powerful AI tools within the software is getting close. And that's a wrap for this episode of Raising Your Standards, Innovations in Accreditation Management with Armature Fabric. I hope you found today's insights valuable and that you're inspired to explore new ways to excel in accreditation management. Be sure to visit Armature at armaturecorp.com to learn more about Armature Fabric and how it can transform your accreditation process. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps me bring you the content you love. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you have questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks for joining me on this journey of innovation in accreditation management. Until next time, keep working to raise your standards.